Hey, everybody, welcome. Here we are on Friday, March 14th. Actually, it is Pi Day. Welcome to Is This Thing Working? Hey, I'm James. I'm your host and my lovely co-host over there, Denise. How you doing, Denise?
Oh, I'm so awesome.
Right? You always are.
T-G-I-F.
Yep.
That's because I rise and shine every morning.
Yep.
Happy to be here.
And I'm happy
whenever
to be
I
here.
Am on the in front of the microphone when I talk, I just get so excited.
Yeah.
You know, this is so fun.
Cause somebody other than me gets to hear you, huh? I get it, man. I get it. Me and you talk a lot.
Into so we the void yeah. or at the TV.
Yeah.
Any of those things. We get to talk about the crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, get to talk to you about it. Yeah,
yes, we do, and we love.
That's kind of what I meant. Or I was just joking about that.
I know. Yeah. And our people, our followers that follow us, we appreciate you listening to us and sharing our show.
You bet.
And before we start this show today, we want to state that these are our opinions and our assertions. And if you like our opinions and assertions, please share the show. And if you don't, share the show anyway. We don't care.
Right? Do it. Do it one way or the other. Right or wrong. Like us or not. Hit that like button. Share with all your friends and tell them, hey, man, I think them two are idiots. I don't want to hear them no more.
That's right. You know?
And give somebody else a chance to go, well, let me listen to them and see for myself. Here we go. Let's get started then.
All
what
right.
What do you think?
I got it. That's it. And make sure you download the podcast on Apple, Spotify, and you can listen to us live on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday on Rumble,
yeah,
X, or Getter. Those are the three places that we put our show out live. So we're excited about that. We are back full time Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Make sure you show up, be there, or be square.
That's it.
And if you can't get to us, then we have a podcast. So
right.
It comes out an hour afterwards.
Yep.
And for the most part.
And it's on all platforms too. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, you can find us, man. Whether
That's
it's Spotify,
right.
whether it's Apple, wherever you can find us.
Yeah, I just for some reason could not stop the promo. It just, you know, just kept going on and on and on and on. TGIF, because our minds are crazy. But we woke up this morning to something that was pretty sad here in Texas.
Yeah. We woke up this morning watching Fox and Friends in the mornings like we do. We were watching that and come on a story about Austin, Texas and a big major car crash on I-35 there in Austin. And that happened. It was a tragic 17-vehicle crash on I-35 this morning that resulted in the deaths of five individuals, including an infant and a child. And the incident occurred late Thursday night, like I said, leading to the arrest of a 37-year-old Solomon Araya on charges of intoxication, manslaughter, and assault. So Austin Police Department, they come out with a tweet from 3 hours ago, and this is what it said here. We can confirm that the arrest has been made in last night's fatal crash in the 12900 block of Interstate Highway 35. Solomon Araya, 37 years old, has been charged with the following and is currently in custody in the Travis County Jail. 5 counts of intoxication manslaughter, 2 counts of intoxication assault. For those who may be seeking support due to last night's crash in that 12900 block of North Interstate Highway 35, Austin Police Department Victim Services Counselors are here to help. So please call them at 512-974-5037 or email victim.services@austintexas.gov. Victim Service Counselors are available to assist. And I know I threw a lot of information at you. I'll repeat the phone number for you one more time in case you're listening. It is area code 512-974-5037. That's for the Victim Services Counselors, and they are available.
Yes, this is pretty sad, you know. So James and I have the whole gang of us here. We send up our prayers.
Yes, we do.
We really do.
Yep.
I mean, it's pretty sad.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and we could go on and on and on about...
Hey, man, we travel I-35 quite a bit.
But
I-35
is crazy. Traffic is crazy. Everywhere is crazy.
Yeah. And on the breaking news this morning, one of the things that they asked was, even Lawrence Jones asked, he goes, hey, was this in one of the, construction zone areas? And yes, it was. It was in one of the high construction zone areas, man. So,
yes.
Yeah. And if so you've ever drove I-35, man.
Careful in those.
Yeah.
It's everywhere right
it's
now.
It's perpetual road construction all the way up I-35. I'm telling you, from Austin all the way to Gainesville, man.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And straight up through Oklahoma, keep going and you will find more and more and more construction. I mean, here down in East Texas, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go, on every road we go, there are flaggers out.
That's a good sign, though.
It is a good sign, that they're fixing our roads. And I appreciate everything that's going on.
Yeah.
But please be careful.
It does suck when you're in a hurry, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Or even if you're not in a hurry.
Yeah.
It is a wait to go anywhere. Yeah. You can't just get there.
Well, and it's going to be, and I know they all got standards and safety standards that they have and regulations and guidelines, but any construction zone in Texas that I went through, they're all different in some form or fashion, man. And the road crews that work out there and set up all the cones and direct the traffic into other lanes and all that, hey, man, these guys do an awesome job, man.
Yeah, so y'all be real careful.
Yeah.
When you see a sign that says work ahead, please slow down and watch. And at nighttime, oh my gosh, me and James are always talking about how it is at nighttime. And the lights blinding you.
Yeah, we've become day travelers.
Yeah, we travel during the day. Nighttime is not fun, because there is so much construction.
Yeah.
If you knew that you could just keep going, and you on the two lanes so that the lights aren't hitting you right in your eyes,
Yep.
So it's bad at night anyway. So everybody be careful in the construction. Please do. And next on tap for us today, did you hear that the USPS workforce is dealing with DOGE?
It's about time.
I know. I thought this was excited.
Yeah.
The USPS has entered into an agreement with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency aimed at reforming the agency through significant cost reductions. This includes plans to cut 10,000 jobs via a voluntary early retirement program within the next 30 days, as stated in letters from Postmaster General DeJoy to Congress. The move is part of a broader discussions on modernizing USPS, with some advocating for its privatization. I really am glad that they are looking at the post office.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
What do you think about
privatizing? And that they aren't taking a chainsaw to it. They are doing it slowly because, I think it should be privatized.
Yeah.
They would make that. They would actually probably have contracts that they could charge more for.
Yeah.
A lot of the packages from Amazon they could charge more for. This is what I'm talking about, the contracts.
Well, yeah, and it would open competition up and it would be healthy.
And
man.
It would be healthy.
Yeah.
And they would actually make money.
Yeah, I agree.
When the UPS and their employees are up to, what, $30, $38, $40 an hour,
mm-hmm.
and they still make money, but the post office is still sitting at $25, $26 an hour.
Yeah.
That's, and they're losing money.
Yeah.
That can't and 26, be right. And touching 26 every
to 28 is
address.
That's about top level pay. I mean, as far as carriers are concerned, I think.
Yes, it is. Unless you've been there for 25 years.
So I wonder who those 10,000 are going to be, man. I wonder if it's going to be middle management.
Someone,
or
reached admin. Out to me and told me it was going to be clerks and handlers.
Well, hell, that's who you need.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I mean, and every single time there is a reduction in jobs at the post office, who is the first one that seems to get let go? The clerks.
The clerks, who you need the most.
Who you need the most.
Yep.
I get it. And I can't, I hate that for them. I mean, maybe for some of them, but they've done it for so many of them already. There really aren't really older ones to take the buyout. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the clerks are a young workforce.
Yeah.
Because of all the buyouts.
Yeah.
So I personally think they need to in order to actually make money, you need to get the top tier.
I know
the top tier carriers, yeah. The city carriers and the rural carriers, and you need to get them out. You need to let them retire. Help them retire early. Help them do it.
I was going to say,
how you're going to save your money.
Yeah. I know a guy right now that would probably more than likely jump all over a voluntary early retirement. He's trying to get it worked out, so I bet you he would. He'd jump all over that, man.
There are people out there, you know, and yeah. Then there are people that have been there. Someone else reached out to me on because I made a post about this today, and they reached out and offered some information. You know, people that have been there 28 years, not even 30 years, and if they aren't a certain age, they can't retire, you know, so they said, I'm not even up for it. They will never let me do that because of my age.
Isn't that insane?
Yes. Yeah. Even though he's been there 28 years. So he's kind of upset about that. He's like, I wish they would change that. That's right. Pretty much what he was getting at. You know what I mean?
Hey, so, I agree.
You know, and there's a lot of reasons why the carriers stay there for a long, long, long time because
It's that way probably at most jobs too, though.
You know how
it probably is. It's President the way the system Trump, is set up.
Yes, but and it's the federal government, and President Trump ran on meritocracy. So I have wondered, you know, the post office does not do meritocracy at all. Any place in the federal government is not
all
meritocracy.
Based on seniority.
It's based on seniority. And
that's how it was with the carrier side anyway. Yes, everything was based on seniority.
It's in everything.
Yeah.
Like clerks, handlers, and carriers. You know, you start out from the bottom and you start out as a probationary. You know, just like all the probationary employees that President Trump let go. It's the same way at the post office. You have probationary employees and you have part-time employees that work full-time, but they're still called part-time, you know? So I really wish that they would work on meritocracy. You know, that's what the UPS does.
Well,
that's what businesses do, by itself,
will increase morale around the workforce.
100%.
You know what I mean? In the office and amongst all the coworkers.
And get rid of all the lazy people.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing, and it does. It causes resentment when you know that, hey, man, I know that job over there, and it's coming up, and it would be a step up for me. And then you turn around and you look and you see somebody that's got more seniority than you and ain't worth a nickel.
I know.
He'll end up with the job and you won't, you know. And all that does is just creates a more toxic and more resentful workforce, man.
It does.
You know, so, yeah.
It's just stuff I thinking about when they're talking about President Trump with meritocracy.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if he's going to try to do that inside the government, and that would actually be a big coup. I mean, if you could do that, that would be a big coup.
Yeah. Everybody watches their shows, and everybody watches their commentators, the ones they really like. And I tell you what, man, I really dig Jesse Kelly. Anti-communist Jesse Kelly. But I want to tell you something. Jesse brings the truth every single time, man. Jesse will tell you just like it is. And the one thing that he talked about in last night's show in his monologue, and I love watching his monologues. Hell, I record a show just for the monologues.
I know, and then we don't watch the rest of it. It's funny,
yeah.
He's like, I got the monologue, I got the show.
Yeah, I got my anti-communist dose. You know what I mean? I'm ready to go again. Yeah, but
the one thing that Jesse pointed out
last night in the show was the fact that, hey, man, when we elected Donald Trump and when we voted for Donald Trump and these policies and the things you said you were going to do, Donald Trump understands it. We understand it. Jesse understands it. is that America will fall if people in government don't go to prison.
That's right. So listen to
yeah, he explains it so much better than I can. Check it out.
Oh, yeah.
The rot is so deep inside of this federal government, even if we have the most committed Trump administration we've ever had in this country, I'm still not sure they will be capable of cleaning it out in 4 years. But just know the cuts must be very, very deep, and they must do things that are going to shock you. These people have to go to prison. Yes. If they are not sent to prison, retirement's not near enough. If they are not sent to prison, then we're just going to get another Democrat in there at some point in time who's going to do all the same things, if not worse. And the communists inside of the government will do it without fear. If government people do not go to prison, we cannot save the United States of America. I don't care how secure the border is, how good inflation gets, how low taxes are. We cannot save the United States of America without government people going to prison. Once your government has become an evil criminal organization the way ours are, well, the only way out of that is sending criminals to prison. You can't break up the American mafia without sending mobsters to prison, and you can't save the United States of America without sending FBI agents to prison.
It's exactly right.
Absolutely.
He is right.
He is right. He always says, I'm right.
Yeah, well, that's the name of this show, I'm Right with Jesse Kelly.
Yes.
Yep, and he's right, man. That's what we voted
for. Why, that is exactly what we voted for, and that's why we have Kash Patel as the FBI director.
That's why we pushed so hard.
Dan Bongino.
Yes.
Is stepping up for the deputy FBI director. This is a team that is, I believe, going to do exactly what Jesse wants. Let me say this much about it anyway.
Right.
I'm really hoping that we're fixing to see some stuff. But Dan Bongino's show ended today. And I really just have to say, good luck, Dan. I wish him well as the FBI deputy director. His final show was today on Rumble. It was the number one most viewed online, according to stream charts. Here's a little piece of Bongino. So I just want to, it's his little farewell. It's 3 minutes. It's almost 4 minutes. So we won't listen to the whole thing, but here, listen to what he had to say today on his last show.
I'm really just a little bit overwhelmed. Because, you know, with the show and all the clips and having everybody here, it's the energy kind of just distracts you from the reality of, you know, what's about to happen. And it really hit me this morning. I want you to know how much I love you guys. I mean that. You know, people throw that term around, but I really love you guys. I feel like I've met so many of you. Some of you I've never even seen, whether it was Eric or Jeremy on the radio show. I chose early on to interact with my audience in kind of a different way, and it's paid me back so many dividends. And there's nothing more incredible than going out at a book signing and someone goes, hey, how'd that treat you gave Lucy the other day work out? And you're like, how'd you know that? Like, you said it on the radio. I'm like, I did? Like, you know, that people, the relationship seems so asymmetric at times. Like, you know about me, but I don't know about you, but I know all I need to know about you, which is you've been there for me when I needed you. And to walk away from this was, I promise you, was not easy. But I absolutely know that this was the right thing to do. I've told you over and over, but that measure the effectiveness of what you do in your life by how people who stand and tell you to stop react. And the reaction has been exactly what I expected. I promise you this, I'm going there with a clear mission in mind. I go there with a clear head. This was done for the right reasons. And I am really, really, really going to miss doing this and being here with you every day. From this point on, if you follow me on deep breath, see? Breathe in, it's easier. My social media accounts are not going to be abandoned, but I won't be posting about politics. It'd be inappropriate during my time. There's understandable restrictions on that, which make perfect sense. But you can still follow me. I'll be opening up different accounts and official accounts and things like that. But I have to stay out of the political space because it's the right thing to do and it's the rules. And I hope you understand that. I'm not going there to be some partisan. I know the people who hate my guts in the media. I don't expect you to understand that. The idea of putting aside your politics to do a job is definitely foreign to you. I totally get that, but it's not to me. You know, I proudly protected two Democrat presidents and a Republican. No problem at all. I'm not sure you could do that, but I did.
He's such a lunkhead, man. But I know that he's going to go and do a good job because that is the kind of person that he is. And I know that. He's going to go there and do a good job. And like Jesse said, we better start seeing some people go to prison.
And I believe that Dan Bongino, if anyone is a P1 like I am, I'm a P1. I've been listening since the very beginning. So if you've read his books, if you've paid attention to anything that he's told you over the last 7, 8, 10 years, however long we've been listening to Bongino, he is going after the Russia hoax people.
Yeah.
That is his mission.
He just basically, that's what he said.
Yes.
This is my mission, and I'm going in with a clear head.
He is.
Yeah.
And that is not partisan politics.
No.
That was illegal what they did.
That was criminal.
And criminal.
And
what they did.
Exactly.
And that's like President Trump and Kash Patel coming out today at the DOJ, Department of Justice. They made statements today.
Yeah.
You know, regarding the weaponization of the government. And so they're really, really very involved. In getting the weaponization out. Well, over the last couple of days, there have been many, many conservative influencers. Look, I'm not even talking very good
right here.
Conservative influencers have been swatted.
Yeah.
The people have showed up at their houses in the middle of the night. And,
yeah.
You know.
And they're doing the pizza delivery scam.
Yes.
You know. And they're doing that.
What is that, to see if you're home? Is that exactly why they do that? Or,
yeah.
Because they do it first.
Yeah.
And then they call it in.
And then they call it in, right.
They send the pizza delivery out.
I guess that's probably a way to make sure that you're there. You know what I mean? Because a lot of these people that they're swatting are influencers. They may or may not be there. You know what I mean? Who knows where they could be at? So why would you swat the place if they're not there? You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah.
I do understand. I know Director Kash Patel came out this morning because everybody was up in an uproar about it. And he made a statement. He says, I want to address the alarming rise in swatting incidents targeting media figures. The FBI is aware of this dangerous trend, and my team and I are already taking action to investigate and hold those responsible accountable. This isn't about politics. Weaponizing law enforcement against any American is not only morally reprehensible, but also endangers lives, including those of our officers. That will not be tolerated. Then he goes on to say more updates to come. And then he comes out today at the Department of Justice.
Yeah, and here's a little clip of what he said.
...that are FBI, which will unfold with our partners in Congress over the coming weeks and months and years ahead. But I want you to pay attention also to what's going on in the halls of Congress, because they are providing us with the resources we need to combat the fentanyl crisis. And this administration is providing us with the tools we need by designating the cartels foreign terrorist organizations, because that's exactly how they should be treated, because that's exactly who they are. And in that pursuit... In that pursuit, I look forward to playing a very small part. The FBI will play a very large part, and our interagency partners and our local and state law enforcement officers will start putting more and more and more handcuffs on the bad guys, and good cops across this country will be unleashed to be good cops on a daily basis. And the lasting promise that I will leave you with, And this is a message to the law enforcement community. You have always had the backs of the American people, so the Federal Bureau of Investigation and me as its director will have your backs. Thank you.
Okay. The things that he talked about, the things that he mentioned, we need to see some arrests. We need to see some handcuffs, man.
We need to see people in prison.
Yes.
You know, and
we need to see the people from the Russia collusion. We need to see all of those that were involved in the J6 and the J6 pipe bomb hoax.
Yeah, Epstein's list. We need to see some. Yeah. We really do. We're getting discouraged, you know, and I understand that you're just now getting everybody into place, right, and that you have to find them.
Yeah.
It's deep. Yeah. And they're showing you right now with all this swatting and everything that you don't have control. They keep this is what I believe. Right. I believe that it's bigger than even just inside the FBI. This is a lot of people. One person on X today said that mine came from another country.
Right.
That it was outside of the country.
Well, look, here's the thing about this is that these guys have either got to do what they say they're going to do, or you've lost the people. You know what I mean? And
what about these judges?
Well, and the FBI,
everything.
The FBI people and personnel that are dirty to begin with. Those people have got to be some of the first to go. And if you would go ahead and arrest one or two or three or four or five, then I guarantee you, you're not probably in 4 years, you're probably not going to get all the dirty ones out of there, man. You're not going to get all the communists out of there like Jesse's even talked about. You're not going to get them all out of there. But if you start getting them out of there, then that will in turn discourage them from being involved in that shit.
Yeah,
and we can get a handle on things.
Absolutely. You know, and then there's on the other spectrum, the DNI Tulsi Gabbard, you know, she's doing her best to stop the leaks.
Yes.
I've been talking about the leaks for a while
now.
You have been. And, you know, I'm like, who is leaking all this? And how come no one's paying attention?
Yep.
I believe I've said it on the show at least two or three times in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm like, let's do something about these leaks. Well, she came out today, and this is what she said.
Yeah. This was her ex post from today. She said, "Our nation's intelligence community must be focused on our national security mission. Politically motivated leaks undermine our national security and the trust of the American people and will not be tolerated. Unfortunately, such leaks have become commonplace with no investigation or accountability. That ends now. We know of and are aggressively pursuing recent leakers from within the intelligence community and will hold them accountable." And she gives some recent examples of this, too. One, a leaker who has been sharing classified information with the Huffington Post. Two, a leaker within the international community sharing information on Israel / Iran with the Washington Post. A leaker within the IC sharing information about the U.S.-Russia relationship with NBC. And a leaker sharing information on the NCSC activities and actions with The Record. And she goes on to say that any unauthorized release of classified information is a violation of law and will be treated as such.
And it's funny because, you know, I'm looking at this and we're reading down, and there is my comment.
Right.
And look, it says, maybe check out your senators.
Exactly.
Or maybe even your House members.
And
so what are you going to do when it's them? Because I can guarantee you,
are you going to arrest them? Are you going to arrest them?
He is.
Yeah.
Adam Schiff, all of this, you know, I'm sorry. Anybody that's on the intel committees in these Congress and Senate and in the House, I'm telling you, you need to check with Congress. Congress is part of it.
Yeah.
They are part of
They're all in on it.
They're all in on it.
So that's what we need to see.
We need to see arrests.
Yep.
We need to see arrests.
To
now, what happened, I wonder, to the investigation into Schumer, Wasn't there an investigation into Schumer?
Yeah.
Hey, whatever happened to that investigation?
I get it. I understand. You know, what about Epstein files? Yes. What about, hey, what about the audit on Fort Knox? Boy, we ain't heard.
Oh, we ain't heard anything about
ain't
that.
Ain't heard a word. Yep.
Well, where's that gold?
Yep. There again, the DOJ running there, and rightly so. They raided Columbia University today and executed some search warrants. And that's fine, and that's dandy, and that's all cute. But, hey, man, why didn't you go raid USAID? Why didn't you go raid SDNY? Why did you just fire a man instead of criminally charging him with destroying evidence? These are the questions, and that's why Cash and them were all at the DOJ today, because, like yep. we said, Bondi's in over her head, man.
Yeah, and that's why Gabbert come out about the leaks, because we've been talking about the leaks, yep. and we need it stopped. And this is dangerous. It's very dangerous. And just doing it just for meanness, for spite. Because I hate Donald Trump.
Yeah, regardless of their motivations, what you're doing is illegal. You're a criminal. You're supposed to go to jail for being that. So that's what we're hoping for. That's we're wanting. That's what we voted for.
That's exactly right. And we're going to go all the way back to Jesse Kelly. And you need to remember what he said. Unless we get arrests of the mob, then nothing will change.
Is this thing working?
Rise up.